Limited rainfall and warm temperatures will continue to be the general rule across the Midwest as we go forward through the next several days, and it looks as though the temperature extremes will not be nearly as great as they were last week, but we will be trending warmer in time. The temperatures across a big part of the region this next few days will run mostly in the 80s with a few lower 90s. The exception will be in the westernmost portions of the Midwest, where we'll see some lower middle 90s likely, and then once you cross the Missouri River, the potential for upper 90s and perhaps some temperature extremes getting up around 100 degrees will become greater. A lot of the excessive heat will be in the plains, though, from South Dakota to Kansas, and we'll likely see that prevail for the next 3 days, perhaps cool off for a short period of time early next week, and then we'll see the heat come back on for the middle to latter part of next week as we see a little bit of a ridge of high pressure starting to work its way closer to the Midwest. Some of the computer forecast model runs overnight last night were a little more hostile towards the Midwest weather during the second half of next week and on into the following weekend. The European model run in particular is the one that everyone will be talking about today. That particular model run produced an impressive amount of heat in the lower portions of the Midwest and also suggested little to no precipitation would occur during the latter part of next week and into the following weekend. That's a little bit more of a hostile environment relative to what was previously suggested, not only by that forecast model run, but relative to the others that have predicted weather for the next week, which suggests that still some scattering of showers and less heat might occur. The overall bottom line is it doesn't matter really which one of the model runs is correct. There's still not enough precipitation falling in this environment to counter the dryness that's been occurring for such a long period of time. Soil moisture deficits will continue tremendous across many areas from the Delta into portions of the lower and central parts of the eastern Midwest. Now, the Delta has seen some significant rainfall here recently, and they are the only area, along with some Tennessee River Basin locations, that are really in a position to see an improving tendency in crop conditions. For areas near and north of the Ohio River, the situation is far from improving. There will be a chance for scattered showers still occurring in the eastern Midwest here over the next 2 or 3 days, and the precipitation will be focused on portions of Kentucky, Indiana, and Ohio. We're probably looking at a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain. Perhaps a few locations might get something more than an inch, but that's not likely to be very common. The precipitation will certainly be welcome, but with the moisture deficits that are going into multiple inches, this amount of rain will still not be enough to turn crops around. And with the forecast in the second week of the outlook only offering a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of additional moisture across parts of the Midwest, it's obvious that we are not setting the stage for any kind of a trend change. The temperatures in the second week of the outlook will likely run mid-80s to the middle-90s across the heart of the eastern Midwest, and we'll likely see temperatures a little bit hotter in the western portions of the Corn Belt. And the prospects for rain outside of the eastern lower parts of the eastern Midwest are no better, actually, for portions of Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, southwestern Iowa, even portions of Illinois will all have a net-drying biased environment, even though there may be a few showers scattering around over the coming week to 10 days. Crop stresses are going to continue to be rather impressive in some of those areas, and crop yield losses will continue. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.